Mike, what do you mean when you say physics might dictate that we're in a time of a change? What does that mean?
Well, again, it goes back to the scientific studies that I talk about in The Choice, where basically, you know, John Nelson found out that the positions of the planets actually affected the magnetic output of the sun. And if they can affect, and also affect the quality of shortwave radio signals, and if the positions of the planets can affect electromagnetic signals like radio waves, they can definitely affect electromagnetic signals like brain waves. And as you look at the, and he also found out that these positions, these geometric configurations, conformed to astrology. In other words, positive, you know, geometric configurations had positive effects. Negative geometric configurations had negative effects on the radio waves. So if you look at that and you look at the planets and the astrological meanings of the planets, and you look at the 2012 astrology, the different alignments that are going on there, there's something called a yod, which is the hand of God or the finger of God, taking place on December 21st, 2012. What these show is that there will be, you know, polarization and conflict, especially we're going to be rethinking and kind of trying to decide what our government structures are going to be like and our monetary structures are going to be like. And the last time the astrology lined up like this, you know, was the American Revolution. So basically, if you start looking at all this stuff and put this picture together, what I see pretty clearly is that we're headed for a time of great transition, and it's being driven by the physics. You know, the people that invented astrology, they understood the physics of the planets and how it affected the way we thought and what it did to us. And they definitely, you know, predicted things that were going to happen during this time. And I think it's pretty clear to me that we're following the pattern that I talk about in The Choice, that we're definitely headed towards change, upheaval, conflict, which, again, not necessarily a bad thing. Let's choose how we want it all to come out.